From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Shortly, Amateur Radio Magazine will arrive for some, and a letter will arrive for the other Wireless Institute members. Both will contain the necessary pieces to vote in the forthcoming ballot for the board of the WIA. It is hard to judge how the majority of members feel about the election just from reading posts on social media. However, there seems to be a sharp division between those who believe that the hobby needs a strong advocate and coordinating body and those who regard the whole process as being the domain of the old people who have brought about the end of amateur radio days. The distinction is between the politics and operating as they see it. Whether we like it or not, the structure that we have actually requires a body to advise the ACMA, a liaison body between you, the operator, and the regulator, the ACMA, and the government. If the circumstance equates with politics, then that is what we have. And if you don't understand this, it just means your education in amateur radio is not yet complete. If, on the other hand, you are just disinterested, you should at least admit that those who do show an interest in this part of the hobby have the right to promote discussion and try and convince as many members to join and take part in the workings of the WIA. You see, it may be the radio and the fancy antenna that gets the credit for successful contacts, but without a power supply it is useless. Amateur radio is part of a system of licensed spectrum usage, and without participation with the regulator, all amateurs lose out. When you receive your ballot papers, please read the instructions and submit your vote. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I believe. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.